Good evening. Tonight is Monday, June 9th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. And tonight I wanted to talk about some of the things I've been thinking about lately. In particular, I wanted to kind of address one of the things I've been thinking about sort of how much I censor myself and generally the overall tone of the podcast, and specifically about the fact that, I'll try to avoid specifics when I'm talking about the things that I'm doing and where I am and that kind of thing, the specific clubs that I go to. And I think, practically speaking, that's not really doing much for me, given that I'm covering specific class topics that I'm going to on specific nights. It would take anybody with a reasonable amount of intelligence about 5 minutes to hop online, look at the... I don't know, off the top of my head, I'm going to say there's probably maybe 5 or 6 at most large metropolitan area groups that have weekly meetings. You'd take a look at their websites, and they have published calendars of what their educational classes are and when they're, when the play parties of what local dungeons are and whatnot. So it's pretty obvious, or at least it's very accessible to anybody who would care to find out. So there's really... I guess just not a whole lot of point in me going through that extra effort and sort of losing some of the conversational tone and by trying to kind of filter out what I'm saying. So I'm pretty much just not going to bother anymore. I live in the D.C. area. I've been up here for about a year. I'm fairly active in the Black Rose organization. I go out and play at the Crucible, which is a local BDSM not strictly a BDSM club, but a local club that does a lot of BDSM activities. They also do some swinger events and things of that sort. Every once in a while, I get up to the road to Baltimore. Sometimes I go to some of the class meetings up there that they have at BESS, which is a Baltimore Educational Society, and something else with another S, I believe. They have the Playhouse, which is a great club up there. Other than that, just sort of in general, I want the kind of tone of my podcast to be a little more, basically a little more personal. Since the podcast, the main idea about it, the reason that I wanted to do it, I wanted the podcast to be about me and my thoughts and interests and, kind of what I wanted to share. So the more I put into not being clear and direct and honest and open, the more it kind of gets in the way of that. So aside from protecting people's privacy and kind of respecting that and not using specific people's names unless they've specifically said that that they're comfortable with that, I'm probably gonna endeavor anyway to be a little more open. And also I want to kind of improve the tone of the podcast. Like I said, I want it to be a comfortable, relaxed, conversational kind of thing. That can be really hard for me, in particular presentation wise because since I'm doing a one-person podcast in a room by myself, it can be really hard to kind of maintain a conversational tone, because there's no feedback, there's no kind of back and forth. But I think I've gotten a little bit better at it, and I think by kind of letting go of some of the self-filtering and sort of kind of overanalyzing what I'm saying while I'm saying it, I can get rid of some of that hesitancy and the ums as well. That's kind of one of the things that's been fairly on my mind lately. I guess one of the other main things that I'm still thinking about and not really sure where I'm going to go with is just sort of how personal I want to be as far as not just major things that I'm thinking about or specific events that I'm engaging in or things that I'm doing, but also just sort of how I'm feeling. And I guess one of the main reasons I have mixed feelings about that is that I don't want this to turn into a whining and bitching about my whatever personal shit I happen to be dealing with at the moment kind of thing. I doubt anybody wants to hear that, quite frankly. I don't even think I do. And that really is my main gauge for what I'm interested in putting on the podcast. I want this to be a podcast that I would listen to. So that's sort of where I'm trying to go, what I'm thinking about, what's going on with me. Yes, that's about it for the night. Still haven't gotten a lot of feedback from people out there, but the download numbers are slowly growing. Most of the You know, most of the recent episodes are getting about 50 downloads, you know, within a week or so after they're put out. So, yeah, it's I mean, the podcast is slowly growing without any promotional effort on my part. So, I'd say that's a decent sign. I do plan on trying to work on and improve sort of the daily content and come up with a little more structured format and kind of, you know, I want to include some things in the day-to-day that make it more worthwhile for people that are going to tune into the podcast who are interested in, you know, sort of the overarching theme. You know, I want to make the daily shows more, you know, about kink and craft and not just, oh, I sure did work hard today. You know, I'm fucking tired kind of show. Because, like I said, I don't want it to be me sitting around bitching just because that gets boring real quick. But a lot of the, you know, a lot of the things that I could do are going to be kind of dependent on sort of, you know, what people are interested in hearing. So, yeah, I really haven't got a lot of feedback with regards to that. You know, I've heard from a couple people, but I'd like to hear from more. So, you know, if you're out there and you're listening to this, if you actually subscribe to my show and you know, download it every day, I would really appreciate it if you could spend a couple minutes and not trying to be whiny or badgering here, but you know, the listener would probably get a lot more out of the show, particularly at this point where, you know, I have so few listeners that each individual comment gets actually taken pretty pretty seriously. It's not exactly like writing a letter to your congressman where they could give a fuck. You know, I'd really like to hear your input, and I think that would help a lot. So, you know, take a couple minutes to shoot me an email. You know, if you're worried about your privacy or anonymity, just let me know, and I'll you know, have no problem respecting that. If you want credit and a shout-out, let me know. I'm cool with that, too. If you're really paranoid about it, you know, make a throwaway email account on Hotmail and, you know, send me something from that and then never use it again. It would probably be a little overkill, in my opinion, but, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. I'm getting to the point where I'm feeling a little more comfortable doing just with the presentation in general. I'm starting to get a somewhat better idea about just what I want the content and sort of the meaningful bits of the show to be, but I could really use some feedback at this point. So, you know, please shoot me an email. And, you know, as always, I can be reached at evan@kinkycrafter.com. And, yeah, I hope you all have a good night, and I will be here tomorrow.